open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk. Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker's Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bison pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a happy football Wednesday to you. We have got a hell of a show for you tonight. Mike Holmgren, the president of the Browns, joins us. We're going to get into a lot of off-season topics with him, not the least of which is the Browns' hiring of Brad Childress as their offensive coordinator. We'll hear from the team president on that. Weigh in on the Super Bowl, weigh in on the Hall of Fame. One of his guys, Cortez Kennedy, gets selected to that. So great stuff from Mike Holmgren, I'm sure, coming up in a short little bit here. And Terry Pluto, fine columnist, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We get caught up in the offseason with him. And Brian Schaefering, great guy and great guy in the community, the Browns defensive lineman, was out at the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation today. So we hear from him from that event, being part of the distribution of baskets of hope. What a great thing. The NFL does this in all 32 NFL markets. And he was a representative for the Browns in passing along these gift baskets to very seriously ill children. This has been a program going on since 1995. We take your questions. Are driven by Liberty Ford, as this entire show is. Kyle, via the Browns official Twitter page, says, if Peyton Manning is released by the Colts, should the Browns go after him? The simple answer is they have to do their due diligence and check it out. Kyle, and this is going to come to fruition in some way, shape, or form with Manning's future with the Colts in March, so it's soon enough. I'd be very skeptical just because if he's available, then is he the Manning that we know as the Manning of greatness? And if he's available, it tells me that the Colts are closing the door on an iconic guy, and that's not easily done. It's possible that he could still have something left in the tank, but I don't think you just cut ties with him for simply for no reason, and that reason would be health. We know the whole issue with his neck and his shoulder and all that's going to come forward. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with the team president, Mike Holmgren, on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Highlands understands homeopathy, and we understand families. From Highlands leg cramps to Calms Forte, Highlands cares for your family at every stage of life. Highlands develops homeopathic formulas with the highest quality natural ingredients, following the strictest standards for preparation. With a century of commitment to homeopathy, Highlands' tradition of excellence consistently provides quality and integrity in every homeopathic product. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific run outs, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Welcome you back to this Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, a conversation with Team President Mike Holmgren, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to be joined right now by Browns President Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Vic.
Well, I want to start with the Super Bowl because I'm really curious. I thought about this as I was watching the game, but how you... As a person who coached in the game multiple times, as a team president of one of the 30 NFL teams not in the game, watches that. Is it any different than yours truly or any other outsider would watch it, any fan would watch it?
I don't think so, other than the fact that you know coaches, you've competed against coaches, you know players on both teams. There are a number of players on those teams that played for me at one time or another. And so that adds a little bit to the game. I was pretty neutral in watching the game as who I was rooting for, but it was a great game and enjoyed it very much. I wasn't there in person. You know, I learned a while ago that if I'm not coaching in the game, of course I could go and have a very nice time, but that's a little harder for me if I go and I'm there in person. If I'm going to go and I want to be coaching in the game or part of the organization that's playing in the game.
Does your mind naturally drift back to being on the sideline with the Packers for those two, with Seattle, where you were there coaching in it? Do you just naturally kind of put yourself there when you're watching the game?
I think it happens. Absolutely it happens. You know, one of the things that happened in the game when Belichick told him to score, you know, I had done that in our game against Denver a few years before, and I remember telling my wife at the time, I said, you know what, their best chance is if they let him score. I don't, you know, and it goes against every fiber of your being as a coach and a defensive player,
sure,
to do that. But really, that's probably your only chance to win the football game. But it's a gutsy call, and he did it, and it gave him a chance to come back and maybe win the game at the end.
Did it surprise you at all that it wasn't really a shootout that a lot of people anticipated, that actually it was much more of a defensive-oriented game?
It surprised me a little bit. I thought there'd be a little more scoring. I thought both quarterbacks and both teams were operating at a pretty high offensive level, in my opinion. And I thought if the Giants could put pressure on Brady with their pass rush, which was really good, that might change that a little bit. But I thought New England's offensive line did a great job in the game in protecting the quarterback. I thought there would be a little more scoring in the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a busy offseason so far for the Browns, hiring a new offensive coordinator in Brad Childress. Tim Houck comes aboard as the secondary coach to replace Jerome Henderson. I want to start with Coach Childress, and I know Pat Shurmur will get into this in more detail when he meets with the media later on, but your thoughts on, first of all, on Brad coming aboard and the credentials that he brings and what he just in general brings to this team.
Well, Brad's an outstanding coach, and I've known him a long time. When I
first met him, I had just arrived in Green Bay, and then Brad was on the staff at the University of Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez. And then he had been friends with Andy Reid, who worked for me. And so we knew some people, and so we became pretty close. So that's, what, 20 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, our connection over the years, because he worked for Andy in Philadelphia, and Andy and I are very close. And so we've kept in contact. And then I thought he did a really great job in Minnesota, and in an unusual set of circumstances near the end there with some of the things that happened, but he came very close to going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he's an excellent football coach, a very, very bright guy, knows how to coach quarterbacks, is a tough guy. You know, I mean, he demands a lot, and I think it was a great hire for Pat.
And that experience as a head coach, how important really is that on his resume, and how helpful would that be for Pat Shurmur as a younger head coach to have that influence?
Well, I just use my own experience as an example. When I was able to hire Fritz Shurmur, Pat's uncle, who had been a head coach, and as my defensive coordinator, you know, and then I had Tom Lovato as my offensive line coach all those years, who had been a head coach. Anytime that I had a question, I could always go to those two guys and really get an honest, good answer. And it really helped me. So I think those types of things, and Pat and Brad have worked together, you know,
right,
in Philadelphia for a long time. So they know each other, they trust one another. I think the biggest challenge for a guy who's been a head coach, and now he comes back in another role, in this case, offensive coordinator, you know, the one thing that I ask all those guys is that you've been a head coach. Are you okay with kind of coming back and doing something else for another head coach? In this case, someone that actually, when Brad was the offensive coordinator, Pat was a position coach. So they kind of flopped positions.
Sure.
And the guy's, he's a football coach. So, of course, you know, he's coaching football. He's part of something we're trying to build here. He's excited about that, and so it's going to be a good thing for Pat.
And they see the same thing. They work together in Philly. They see their view of offense and how it's done. That meshes perfectly because, as you said, they work together.
Yeah, and they, you know, but every coach, I will say yes, on one hand. Then on the other hand, I would say every coach brings a certain uniqueness to the table, and that's a good thing.
Mm.
You know, I think Pat, when he goes into his offensive meetings, to have creative juices going and to have different ideas from all the coaches, not
right,
just the coordinator, from all the coaches, I think is a healthy thing, as long as all the coaches understand that eventually the coach says, okay, we're going to do it this way. Thank you for your contribution.
Right. And you sat in this role as a head coach, and there is that division of labor with regard to, say, the play calling. And as we understand it now, Pat would continue to do that. But how did you handle, just in your own experiences, not specific to this, but how did you handle when you, as a head coach with your offensive background and as a former coordinator in San Francisco, handle that when you had when you dealt with other coordinators in your other coaching stops?
Well, I always was going to call the game. I mean, until I thought that I couldn't do it anymore. Because I liked to do it. I played quarterback. I'd always call the game ever since I was in high school, and so it was a pretty natural thing for me, and it was fun for me.
Hmm.
And so what I encourage the guys to do, though, is that in putting the game plan together, they really worked independent from me. I'd work separately and put my own game plan together. The rest of the offensive staff would put their game plan together. And then sometime on Tuesday, I would come into the room and we'd merge the two ideas.
Right.
But I got to say, you know, that's the beauty of being a head coach. So, you know, and sometimes the guys have their feathers ruffled just a little bit. But I said, hey, listen, we'll save it for next week. It's a good idea. But I think these are the reasons I want to do it this way. And you kind of work through that.
Sure.
And I think it's a healthy way to do it. You allow. I remember one quick story. Gruden and Andy Reid and Mariucci, when they were young guys on my first staff in Green Bay, I didn't know this at the time. I'm just coaching, and I'm just, well, if they ever got one of their ideas accepted into the game plan,
after I left the room, they would lord it over the other two forever. And it was a big deal. I didn't realize that. So, but then when I was told that, it is a big deal. Yeah. You know, and as a young coach, I remember when I was doing it for Bill Walsh.
Sure.
If all of a sudden he just said, hey, that's a good play, thank you. That's a big deal.
Wow.
And so I tried to remember that when I was a head coach.
Browns president Mike Holmgren joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another addition to this staff, replacing Jerome Henderson as secondary coach, Tim Houck. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Timmy was he was a player for me when I was in Green Bay. And Dick Duron was his position coach. And I can honestly say I've probably never seen a player get more out of his ability on the playing field than Tim. I would say, and I would tease him about that, I think he's the ultimate overachiever. Mm-hmm. He was a good football player and a tough guy. But he was able to make the football team because he worked hard, so hard at it, and he was smart, really smart. Natural talent to play in the secondary in this league. You know, you'd say, okay, he's always going to kind of be on the edge, but he always made our team. Why did he make the team? Because he was the special teams captain. He made every play on special teams, and then he became a very good safety, and he was a tough guy. So he brings that as a player to coaching the position. And I think players under him, I know players that work for him, appreciate that. Mm-hmm. They listen to him. He's been there. He knows how to teach him, and he's a good communicator.
This offseason is going to be dramatically different for the entire league, obviously, than it was last year. And it's got to be exciting because we had so much uncertainty at this point a year ago, and we had no offseason. As you look at it, big picture, just how great is it from your standpoint to know that the calendar is gonna line up the way it's supposed to, that you're getting ready for the draft. You got free agency, of course, coming up March 13th. The draft in April, combine will come up first before those. Just your thoughts on going into this offseason as a normal offseason.
I think it's great. I think we all were feeling a little funky last year. In the off season, not the least of which, new head coaches. I mean, you know, Pat came into a situation raring to go, first time head coach, and now he had nobody to coach, and so that was hard for him, and I understood that. So being able to put up the calendar, getting everything in order, you know, adjusting to the new rules of the off season programs and all that, but be able to plan for that. That's what coaches do. You know, we get very robotic and we like things in order and we like things done a certain way.
Sure.
And now we can do that this year. So we're looking forward to it. We have an exciting position in the draft, I think, coming up. It's another step. We have to take another big step in the building program around here, and so that's what this whole off season is kind of targeted at.
And no bones about it. You've made no bones about it. Tom Heckert's made no bones about it. It's an important draft. I mean, they're all critical, but I mean, this one carries a lot of weight in this program and in what you have planned with this football team going forward. So I would think, you've said it before in the past, but now here we are in February. We're moving closer to it. There's got to be just that sense of excitement about making this team better, and you're getting closer to the chance to do that.
Sure. I mean, I think if we can continue to get players in here by the draft that contribute like they've contributed in the first 2 years, you know, that your roster then just gets appreciably stronger each time. And when you get enough good players in there like that, then now you got a chance to win games. And so, you know, Vic, last season was hard. We've talked about that already. We were in a lot of close games and that didn't come out the right way. This next year, my hope is that we have to take take a pretty big step this next year.
And a lot of people ask us this via our Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, social media. How is Colt McCoy, you know, just his general health? They just want to know how he's feeling because they haven't heard from him or seen him in a long time. Just can you give us an update on him?
Well, I haven't seen him really since they left after the week right after the season, but I did talk to him at that time, and he passed all his tests, and he's feeling fine, and he has no residual effects from the play, and He's where I know he's going to, no one will work harder this offseason than Colt McCoy. So I'm happy we got through all that, and he's fine, and he appears to be.
For you, this had to be also a special weekend this past weekend, because the selection of the 2012 Hall of Fame class was done, and one of your former guys, Cortez Kennedy, was in that group. How great did that feel?
Oh, that was great. I was really, really happy for him. I got him at the end of his career. He had been probably the best player for the Seahawks there for a number of years, and then I had him his last 2 years. And then after he finished playing, actually, I almost hired him a couple times to coach. He's a great guy, a fun guy, a great football player. I mean, for a guy who plays inside and as big as he was and can move like he could, yeah, he's special. And I'm really happy. I just tried to phone him, as a matter of fact, and I'll get a hold of him here in the next couple of days. So he deserves it, and it's a great thing for the city of Seattle.
Sure.
And the Seahawks, and certainly for Cortez.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Michael. We appreciate
that. Thank you. Anytime.
Browns President Mike Holmgren joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick and take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razr by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razr 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Resolve to make your year unbelievable with Applebee's under 550 calories menu. Indulge in our new roasted garlic sirloin grilled to perfection. Or try our new sizzling chili lime chicken or sizzling Asian shrimp and broccoli. They're packed full of flavor and give you the great taste you want with none of the trade-offs. Come taste for yourself. The unbelievable under 550 calories menu starting at just $9.99 and only at Applebee's.
If you're looking for a great night out, look no further than your neighborhood Applebee's. Now featuring half-price late-night appetizers and ice-cold drink specials. So gather up the gang and come on in. This is how the neighborhood does a night out. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood late night.
Looking for a late-night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Meet your friends at Applebee's after 9 p.m. for half-price appetizers, 550 burgers at the bar, and lots of fun. See you at Applebee's late night.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport, lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive. Drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
Appreciate the fact you're spending this portion of your Wednesday with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Remember, you can ask us questions not only via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We have a new way to reach us as well. Voicemail questions, comments. 1-855-36-DAILY. It's 1-855-363-2459 or locally 440-824-6134. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, conversation with Cleveland Plain Dealer sports columnist Terry Pluto, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to have with us now sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Terry Pluto. Terry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Vic.
Well, the off season upon us, and I guess it officially starts. I know it started here, obviously, after the Pittsburgh game, but it officially starts for the NFL at large after the Super Bowl. And, Terry, as you were watching Super Bowl 46, great a game as it was, I guess we don't watch any of these, anything that happens in football without looking through the prism of the Browns and how you sort of see this team, the Browns team, versus, you know, what you see and what ended up being the two best teams playing, if they were that, playing for the NFL championship. What kind of thoughts did you have along those lines?
Yeah, the obvious place people go is quarterbacks. And, you know, when you're talking about Manning and Brady and whatever we've been watching with the Browns, I mean, that, you know, clearly they've got upgrade quarterback and those kind of things. But generally, when I watch the playoffs, the difference I notice is the other teams just seem so much quicker than the Browns. There just seem to be more impact players. Are you talking about an offense or defense? And when I look at the Browns, I'm hoping in this upcoming draft that they just get some more speed, not guys that are just fast. I remember they had Sean Thompson here. They used to say, you know, he can get there quick. He just didn't know where he was going. And you don't want those guys. But I, you know, whether you're talking receivers or this, yeah, Hayden's got some speed, a couple other guys, but the Browns just don't have those quick guys. And that's, you know, that's what I see in those playoff teams.
Yeah, I think, and it's interesting you bring that up because the discussion before this season was that they got much younger, which is a fact, that they did get a lot younger than they were in 2010. And I think by getting younger, you generally get faster. So they probably made improvement on the speed side just because they got younger in the course of a season, but clearly there's more than needed.
I think so, and because really you look at, let's say, linebacker position where you want more speed there. They need that. And, you know, Sheard brought some at defensive end, and look what an impact he did make.
Right.
And, you know, the tackles are quick for tackles in the middle of the line. But when you're talking running back, you're talking receiver. I would like to see a safety. T.J. Ward is a hitter, but I don't think anybody's ever said, well, this guy's really quick, you know, or he's a guy that's going to pick off passes. So that's why there's plenty of room for them to go. I mean, I keep hearing, Vic, from some people, not with the Browns, but from, you know, other NFL people, that they think the Browns might go defense, you know, up in the draft, whether it's Claiborne or someone else. And I could see why they would be thinking that if they don't feel a quarterback is something they want to take there, just because you want to get more of more of those guys that you watch them play and you say, wow.
Right, right. And what's interesting about the defensive discussion as it relates to the Super Bowl, we were hearing all kinds of, well, this is going to be the shootout. This is going to be Tom Brady and Eli Manning just lighting it up, and we're going to see a ping pong game. And that didn't happen. And why it didn't happen, I think, first and foremost, is because both teams, not just the Giants, who had a little bit better defense going in statistically, but they certainly have an outstanding front four, played solid, good defense. And I think it was a reminder that is important, that as much as we'll hear the discussion of quarterbacks throwing for 5,000 yards and what a crazy year this was with offenses blowing up all over the place, the teams that play solid defensively are still going to be relevant, and that much we can say for this Browns team in terms of how they played defense, a top 10 defense this past year.
Yeah, it was. That to me is one of the unheralded stories how Big Geron not just made the defense to be, you know, like a top 10 defense, the best since they came back, but did it while switching strategy around, breaking in several new players, doing a lot of it without Fujita. I mean, Kaluka Maeva starting a lot. Maybe the Browns think he's a starter or whatever. I don't, but they certainly got a lot of mileage out of him. And I think Geron did a great job disguising a lot of their weaknesses. And I know that especially the New England defense was pretty much terrible in the regular season, but by playoff time, those guys are really playing well.
Yes.
And you know how that goes, Vic. It's, you know, how you're playing in December and then into January that often dictates what happens in the playoffs, not so much that, you know, aggregate number next to your name for, say, the first 12 games. You know, you kind of pick it up with the last three or four and then take it into the playoffs.
Terry Pluto, outstanding sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Terry, you watched, you're a close observer of Bill Belichick going back to his days as a Browns head coach and then his time, of course, with the Patriots. As you observe what this loss means to his legacy, what kind of thoughts do you have there? And maybe bigger picture, what it means to the whole Patriot legacy of having won three Super Bowls but now lost their last two.
I think it means you went to five, Vic. You get right down to it. And how many teams could say that? And, yes, it would have been nice to, you know, to win one of those last two for Belichick, but I don't think anybody who has a Hall of Fame discussion of coaches or votes or any of the other things saying, let's see, Belichick lost a couple Super Bowls. You know, you were in Buffalo. That's painful for all that. But look, you know, Jim Kelly, all those guys, they're revered in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because of what they did. And, you know, the full weight of the accomplishment isn't appreciated until it's gone. You know, until Belichick is gone, until somebody else is trying to do it. I just keep looking at the team going, how did it get to the Super Bowl? I know Gronkowski was hurt, and I know he's a great tight end. But, you know, Danny Woodruff and these guys, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And I know they have Brady and things. I just think that he squeezed everything he could out of that team. You know, he got it that far. You know, the Giants, I think because they have over their 9-7 in regular season, they seem mediocre. But, they really have a lot of talent when they kind of get it going. I mean, the nice thing about Manning with his receivers, now he made some nice throws, but, man, he also could – some of those balls, he just gunned them up there nice and high, and it was like, my receiver, I'll jump your back and come down with the ball.
Right, right. And you're right. I mean, we are talking about 31st-ranked defense. We're talking about a lesser receiving core, and if we just talk about pure receivers, than what Eli Manning certainly had to work with. So, yeah, I think...
Nobody has 700 yards rushing. I don't think anybody did on the Patriots.
No. Running back by committee, which means you really don't have a running back, and or a great one. So, Tom Brady... you do have Tom Brady, but, yeah, Belichick... in the grand scheme of things... Years from now, when that Hall of Fame consideration comes up, it's the fact that he got them to five, and I don't necessarily think it diminishes either. But I know in these famous, what we love to do in this business, Terry, as you know, is rank. Okay, so where do we put him among great coaches? Where do we put Brady among great quarterbacks? As it applies to say Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, who each have four Super Bowl wins.
Right with him. That's all. I mean, so one is four and one is three.
Yeah.
I mean, how many guys? You know, how many guys couldn't get there?
Right.
And I guess the remarkable thing is that if Belichick goes there again in the next two or three years, would anybody be surprised?
No. Oh no, not at all.
I mean, that's the only. Even though you sit there, you go, well, you know, that's a pretty good team and everything, but you don't sit there and go, man, this is a young team just on the verge of really having a nice 3-year run.
Right.
But if I told you, all right, they don't go and. Next year, but they go the following year. You know, one last hurrah for Brady and all that. Would you be surprised? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. No, I think there's still some good years left.
And that's because of Bill, too, and the way they've built that thing. And, you know, Bill changes drafting philosophy and everything dramatically from when he was here to the next time around. Because here was back when the Clifford Charlton days and Craig Powell, and I'll just get these athletes and I'll coach them up and all that. And then he went to drafting, you know, quote-unquote football players and realizing that you got to have a player willing to be coached to coach him up.
Right.
And that was Scott. That was a Scott Pioli influence on him tremendously. And that's really what took him from being, he was always good with the X's and O's and those things, but, you know, it took some humility to do that and also giving Pioli a lot more say over the draft. And so it'll be, to me, it's going to be interesting the next few years to see how things go because Pioli isn't, you know, running their drafts anymore.
Right. Hey, Terry, the Browns hire Brad Childress, not a shocker because his name had just been floated out there as the likely guy for a while. So he has the job now. Just some thoughts on him coming aboard with the years of experience, 33 years of coaching experience, and what kind of influence impact you're thinking there.
And more importantly, Vic, is, you know, 4.5 years as a head coach. And people act like what happened in Minnesota is if this guy, you know, kept going 3-13 every year, and he went from 6 wins to 8 wins to 10 wins. Now, that's before he got Brett Favre. Then he went to 12 with Favre, and then, of course, the whole thing with Favre blows up. And you could talk to the last couple of coaches that had Favre. You know, you kind of have the prince walking on high. And he can drive everybody nuts if things go the wrong way. So the fact that Childress fell prey to that, I don't really hold a lot of that against him. I like the fact he's been a head coach. I think it'll help Shermer immensely. I would like some clarity that he was going to be calling the plays. My sense is that is not the case. You know, they have this whole system of the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator kind of in the press box together with the coach on the field and sort of picking from 2 or 3 plays of some of what the Browns explained this to me, and that's how they do it. And I know it worked for Andy Reid and a couple others, but to me, I just think a young coach, it really helps to just sit there and do the big picture and let your coordinators make the calls. And clearly Childress could do that. And maybe they change their minds, too, as it goes on and let him do that. I found it interesting in looking into Childress's background that, you know, his first year with the Vikings, he did make the play calls, but then he turned it over after that first year as a head coach. Now, he still had, you know, fingerprints for all over the game plan and everything else. But I think he realized that, hey, there's a lot going on in the field. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you go to talk to an official, and all of a sudden 10 seconds later you got to go make a play call, you know.
Right. And the other part of this offseason, of course, is the draft coming up. Mm-hmm. Combine, it will be the next kind of big event, but free agency on March 13th and then draft in April. You hear from – I love your ability to kind of keep a finger on the pulse of the fans and the feedback they give you all the time, but including what I get here in terms of social media interaction with our listeners and fans, the concept that people have it all figured out. You know, they tell you exactly what they want this team to do, but if you had to – tell me the gauge right now of what overwhelmingly the opinion is that you're hearing as to what they want to see this team do. What would it be right now?
Well, the Cleveland fans have been down for so long, they want the savior. And so they usually set their hearts on a quarterback, and they want RG3. He's exciting to watch. He's a very intriguing talent. And they also just kind of think, well, he'll be there at number 4, which most NFL people don't think so. Or they think the Browns should just, quote, do what you got to do to go get them. Well, you've been around the league, too. You know, oftentimes they do what you have to do to go get them. You wish you hadn't done it later.
It's dramatic.
You usually hate trading out of desperation.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want the quarterback to cheer for, the one that's going to come in. And you know, I understand that Cam Newton had a lights-out year with Carolina, but and Andy Dalton played well at Cincinnati, but you know how rare it is for rookie quarterbacks to do well. And you also have to make sure if you take Griffin that if you're just going to have him under center most of the time, I think that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. I realize he may be able to do it, but that's not how he's done it. And right. But the fans, they want the pain to stop. They really do. And they want to take one magic pill, one magic pick.
Yeah.
And the tough thing about football is, you know, 22 basically play at a time, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, and you're just always trying to fill this hole, that hole. It's not like in the NBA where you could drop one guy into a team And then suddenly, you know, like even a 19-year-old Kyrie Irving,
right.
Yeah, he hasn't not turning the Cavaliers into an instant playoff team, but he took them from a team that, you know, was the worst in the NBA to suddenly won on any given night, liable to win a game, and is going to win a lot more games than they won last year because only five play at a time and one guy could dominate the ball like that. So
yeah.
They want the shortcut, Vic,
yeah.
And there is none. And I do think Heckert and Holmgren know that. It's just that they got to keep selling it, and that's a tough one. But if they could just show some progress, you know, if they win 8-8 next year, people would be like writing songs about the team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. And I love your point about the savior angle. It is a much more difficult thing
mm-hmm.
to find in football than in other sports. Terry, great stuff as always. Always love to catch up with you, and we'll do it again as the offseason progresses.
Anytime, Vic.
He is Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say kaboom.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all new collision system, team specific runners, and real life broadcast with all new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Imagine shopping at your corner store and still being able to see and speak with a delivery man through your cell phone, accept a package, and have him leave in your garage, which you can open remotely. Well, now you can with an Alarm Force video relay. Get a video relay and Alarm Force home alarm together for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, unite, unite with the team and experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now and more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. This segment, a little chat with Brian Schaefering, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. We are very pleased to welcome to the show now Browns defensive lineman Brian Schaefering at a very special event at Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for rehabilitation as part of the Browns distributing baskets of hope there. Brian, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so tell us about this, Brian. What's going on there? The Browns partnering with the Basket of Hope to distribute these items and the Super Baskets of Hope to the children there. It's got to be a very rewarding and incredible incredible day.
Oh, definitely, definitely. This is actually one of the things that the NFL is doing. It's actually through the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl, everybody around the country is delivering baskets of hope. Just kind of trying to come out here and you know, hang out with the kids for a little while, bring them a couple of toys and books and games, and just let them know that people really care, you know, that they have somebody else besides the nurses and doctors in their corner.
Yeah, and these are gift-filled baskets that are going to be actually delivered total 7,000 hospitalized children in each of the 32 NFL markets, more than 400 being delivered here in the Cleveland area. Now, what are some of the things that are in these baskets for the kids, Brian?
From what I've seen, you know, we've got a couple Bibles, couple just regular reading books, some puzzles, some, you know, for the boys, some Matchbox cars, some Browns hats, Browns pennants, Browns bags. For some of the girls, we got a little bit of jewelry, a couple stuffed animals. I mean, there's a variety of different things that's inside these.
That's so cool. And Brian, I know you're a guy who's been very big on community involvement. We have a lot of guys on this team that are huge in their efforts on usually on the Tuesdays during the season to be part of this. But you know, you're doing this on an off season day in the middle of the week here, which makes it even more special that this is a downtime for players. This is a kind of a relaxed time, get away from things. But you love to, I know you love to give back, and I believe in talking with you before, you've talked about this, that especially that these initiatives that involve kids are very special to you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, because not just because I have three kids of my own, but it's also just a simple fact that, you know, kids are somebody that's going to be our future. You know what I mean? And, you know, if I can go and influence somebody, you know, just let them know that we have hope in them and that, you know, we care, that we just want to hang out, that we're regular people too. I mean, they see us on TV and you know, we play in the NFL, but, you know, I put my pants on just like they do. And I want them to know that even though, you know, whether it's in a bad situation, a good situation, you know, whatever they're doing, they can always achieve their goal like we are.
And that's the other thing, Brian, you're visiting these children who are hospitalized, so the situations aren't as great as they would be under, you know, and seeing them somewhere else, but they're going through their tough times. Their families are going through their tough times. So what's it mean to you to kind of see them light up a little bit when you're handing them a gift basket like that at the hospital? It's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, just to see, you know, kids, you know, because there's anywhere from ages, you know, 18 to babies here. And just to have them come in to the rooms and just see how they light up and see the happiness on their face. I mean, it's a feeling that you can't describe, you can't emulate. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. And then you see the look that, hey, you know, they actually want to hang out with me, you know, come sit down with them for a little while, take a couple pictures. They get, sure, you know, they get to see all the news cameras and all the other stuff that gets to come out and experience all the stuff that we get to experience. And it's a life-changing thing for them, you know, whether it helps them, you know, cope with what they're dealing with or whether it helps them get better.
Life-changing thing for them and I think for you too. I don't think that's an overstatement.
Definitely.
This was established in 1995, Basket of Hope. It provides gifts to children diagnosed with cancer or other serious illnesses, and the baskets are delivered by the volunteers who spend the time with the family. Again, what Brian's doing. Now, Brian, in addition to this, give me a sense of what it's still, I know, kind of early in the off season, but now that we're, what, more than a month or so into it, what are some of the things you're doing now? When do you get on to your regimen of working out and all that good stuff?
Well, you know, I've done a little bit already. I kind of started a couple weeks ago, just starting to get back into things, you know, doing some body weight stuff and doing some running and various things like that. But starting next week is when I'm going to get into my, my heavy off-season program.
And you watched the Super Bowl, I guess, as we all did, and took it in. So what were just some of your takeaways to see those teams play? And did you have any connections to either team, just, you know, friends? I know you guys have a lot of friends throughout the league. What are some of your thoughts on what took place Sunday?
No, I mean, it was actually a great game. It was a great defensive game, which you expect with those two teams. You know, they both have really good defenses. I do have a little bit of a connection with New York. Actually, their punter, Steve Weatherford, and their left tackle, Dave Deal. I went to college with them at Illinois, so I had to root for them. I was rooting for the Giants.
Cool, yeah. And what have you – I don't know if you've had the chance yet, but have you followed up with them since the game and just, you know, in terms of congratulation texts and all that good stuff?
We text back and forth a little bit after the game, and, you know, just telling them congratulations. I'll probably give them a call, you know, later on this week or next week, just to sit down and talk to them and see how it felt. Because, you know, I've never been there. You know, I want to go.
Yeah.
But
is that hard to see it, to watch it as someone A who hasn't been there? And look, you were one of 30 teams that weren't there. So no, regardless of the records, 30 teams don't get to play in that game each year. What's the mindset? Can you watch it with an eye toward just, okay, enjoying it and like you said, rooting for a couple of guys that you know in it? Or is part of you just sort of dying inside saying, I want that to be us, to be me?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I would much rather be playing in it and having them watching me. You know, I think that's just a natural thing of playing in the NFL. I mean, we play this game to win a Super Bowl. You know, that's our goal in the beginning of the season. So, then again, if I'm not, you know, I want them to win it.
Right.
You know, I want them to be able to experience it and you know, go through all everything that the Super Bowl is.
And how anxious are you, excited are you to kind of just get this thing going again? I know you're still, you get in that recovery decompression mode after a season, but how fired up are you at the thought of, okay, you know, we want to be better than we were, you know, the internal thought that I'm sure players and all coaches have. Are you really kind of chomping at the bit in that regard?
You know, I'm always ready to play. You know, I really don't like the off season. I mean, it's nice sometimes to get a little bit of a month off to kind of let your body heal. But other than that, you know, it's you know, I want to play football. You know, that's where I want to be. And I think that the direction that this team is going is in a great direction. And that makes me even more anxious to play.
Well, great stuff. Well, Brian, I thank you so much. Again, you're checking in with us from Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation. You're part of the distribution of Baskets of Hope to the kids there dealing with very serious illnesses. God bless you for doing that and all that you do community-wise, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Brian Schaefering, defensive lineman for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
All mattresses are prone to body impressions, and the only way to reduce the feel or appearance of these impressions is to occasionally flip and turn your bed. It is for this reason that we still make two-sided mattresses. Most other brands, however, only make one-sided mattresses, which are touted as no flips. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and interestingly enough, we recently received an email from a national brand customer who was instructed to flip his no-flip mattress. The customer had a four-year-old mattress with a body impression that was over the tolerance, but could not receive a replacement as the product was no longer covered under warranty. When he asked for advice, the service representative told the customer to flip the mattress over while he was on a long vacation, as this would allow the weight of the mattress to compress the material back into shape. The customer chose instead to buy one of our two-sided mattresses, which he could flip at any point in time. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but I think we should do Sunday breakfast like this more often. Bob, are you listening? What are you staring at?
That last strip of Indiana Kitchen bacon up there in the serving line. I want it.
You've had enough. Why don't you try something else? Like, oh, I don't know, eggs, toast, biscuits.
I'm going for it, Jill, and I don't care who's in my way.
Stop it, Bob. This is our church, for heaven's sake.
Well, how are you folks today?
Good morning.
I see you're eyeing that last strip of Indiana Kitchen bacon up there.
You know it.
Well, it's mine. And if you try to beat me to it, I'll take my cane to your knees.
Well, you're the host, Father Thomas. I guess you can have it.
Yeah, there's bacon for people who share. And then there's Indiana Kitchen. Look in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper for coupons in the Red Plum insert. Or go to baconloversbacon.com. Then get to your local supermarket fast. Indiana Kitchen, the Bacon Lover's Bacon.
Indiana Kitchen.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We answer your questions on this show. As you know, we're interactive every night. And you submit them via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And we have a new way for you to reach us with questions or comments via voicemail. You can dial them in by phone, 1-855-36-DAILY, 855-36-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. And we've got some questions from the bin from Facebook. Eddie asks, what do you feel is the most pressing need in the upcoming draft? And also, will there be any interest in acquiring a big name free agent to generate interest in the team? Well, the first thing is the pressing need in my mind, anything offense, if it's tackle, if it's quarterback, if it's wide receiver. And I say not necessarily in that order, but I would say you can make the offense better with any of those three positions. I do think probably the edge would go, in my mind, to O-line. You've got to make that's I'm an inside-out thinker when it comes to football. So that's how I think you have to build your football team. And as far as big-name free agent, I think it's less important about the name, Eddie. You said that it would generate the interest, and it does. The Eagles generated all kinds of interest with their big spending and big names that they brought in last year. And at the end of the season, where did it get them? I mean, they were playing better football toward the end of the year, but a lot of that investment did not pay off. Free agency is not a magic potion to making your team better. Troy, similar question about specific needs the Browns will address in the draft, but needs they'll address in free agency. I think it's one and the same. It's wide out, it's O-line, it's quarterback, it's defensive, you know, it's pass rusher. As Terry Pluto was mentioning, the need for defense, he's hearing from NFL folks. He said not Browns folks, but NFL folks telling him that he thinks the Browns could easily use one of their first-round picks, if not their first-rounder, the fourth overall pick, on defense. Maybe corner, maybe pass rusher. And Nick asks via Facebook, do I think there is a need for wide receivers instead of a new quarterback, or is it both? I think the quarterback, Nick, is a given. That's what they're going to do regardless. And Mike Holmgren's been on record of saying that, that it's going to happen, again, whatever the avenue is. But is there greater need for wide receiver? Not necessarily. I tend to agree with you on both, and I think it's all depending on how they're rated, how this team sees in the general ranking of where these players are. Another tweet was a question about what are the chances of the Browns re-signing Peyton Hillis. And my feeling on that one is I don't think they're great. I only if, in fact, because he is going to change maybe his demands over what he had, because they originally were trying to sign him at a price and they couldn't come to an agreement. So I don't know. There's no real bargains in this game, as I've last I checked. We want to thank Mike Holmgren and Terry Pluto and Brian Schaefering. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli, and we want to thank tonight's and Dave DiNatale, regular producer. Tonight's producer, Will Bursch. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.